This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Then it became four. And subhanAllah, we see these brothers and sisters in Islam, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought the salah into the lives of the ummah. That as the ummah had the platform to develop into a greater community and to develop the da'wah in a greater way, Allah increased the salah. And this is what we learn, brothers and sisters in Islam, that if we want to progress in any way, the salah has to exist as the bare minimum. And if you, the greater you want to progress, you have to increase praying that salah. And think about this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the ummah 50 salah. Allah knew it was going to end up being 5, and He was going to reward the ummah for 50. But why did Allah give His messenger 50 at first and make this knowledge known to us? Ponder over this, brothers and sisters in Islam, and ponder over the story of Zakariya. Why would Allah make 50 known to us and make His messenger go up and down getting a reduction, and at the end reward us for 50 for only praying 5? Why not just give 5 initially and say the mercy of Allah mandates you get 50 and that's the end of it? To teach us what, brothers and sisters in Islam? That the 5 compulsory prayers are the minimum. Allah wants more. Allah wants more. He wants the sunan, and He wants you to do more with your time that connects you to Him in terms of the dhikr, in terms of doing da'wah, in terms of doing charity. Islam doesn't want you to be a happy-go-lucky, laxy-daisical kind of human being. No, Islam wants you to be a man of action and a woman of action, that whenever someone sees you, they see a member of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam on a mission. That is the reality why we were given 50. Because if you had 50, let's face it, you'd be praying the whole day and the whole night. So it's 5 to facilitate other things, but those other things should be proactive as well. So this is the story of the salah, brothers and sisters in Islam. That the more you want to progress, the more you have to pray it. When Medina became an environment for the expansion of the ummah, Allah increased the salah. And when Mecca became a place of great difficulty for the ummah, Allah told His messenger to stand the night in prayer. And this is why the scholars say, brothers and sisters in Islam, that the training of a believer to carry the legacy of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is in standing the night in tahajjud. This is where you train. And for anyone here who's working in the da'wah, you have a da'wah project, you are a volunteer, maybe you're a trustee, you're a senior member, irrespective of your position, if you're working in this da'wah and you don't have a standing with Allah in the last third of the night, then you're failing at your job and you're failing at your task. Why? Because the training place for the da'i, for the one looking to be diligent with the legacy of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is in standing the night with the Quran recited clearly for the sake of the Lord of the world subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how Allah trained His messenger. Very early on, stand the night. This is your gym. This is your diet. This is your regime. This is your program. This is your program for you to manage what's happening. And Allah tells, in fact, subhanAllah, if we read further in Surah Al-Muzzammil.